This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ranji, Amy Markscores with you live from Cardinals Nation. And hey, let's jump into one of our new opening day traditions, and that is celebrating the STL Work Zone Awareness Run and Work Zone Awareness. I say month. It could be week, but I like to think of April as Work Zone Awareness Month. And so we bring in Tom Evers, MoDOT Assistant District Engineer, and J.C. Murray, Transportation Department Manager for AECOM. They are leading the Work Zone 5K. It's been a few years now you guys have joined us here live at Kegs and Eggs.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad to be here, and thanks for making this an annual tradition.
Absolutely. Well, and now this Work Zone Awareness 5K. Tell us what's behind it. What's the reason behind it, the motivation behind it, and how it's grown?
Yeah, it's been an annual tradition. We're starting our 12th year here. And, it's all about work zone awareness, right? We want everyone out there. This race is all about raising awareness for work zones. You're going to see a lot of work zones out and about in the area. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that people take it slow and know the owners and see the all the workers that are there and just appreciate that there so that they can take it slow and work through this. So this race is all about raising that awareness, right, mm-hmm. and making sure that motors take it slow in construction zones.
So. And, like, even more important than ever because there is so much distracted driving. I mean, people have their phones in their hands. They're looking around. People are busy. They get frustrated because there might be traffic or a slowdown because of a work zone. But here are all these MoDOT workers, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, working on the roads to make sure that we can get home safely. So the whole point of Work Zone Awareness, the Safety Month, and the 5K is to make all of us more aware to make sure they can get home safely to their families after working on the roads, which is a pretty dangerous job.
Yep. Absolutely. And you're exactly right, Amy. We have to be really focused on safe driving behaviors. We try to design our projects to be as safe as possible for people to drive through. And you're right. I mean, these workers are literally feet away from live traffic going 50, 60 yeah. miles per hour. So it can be very dangerous work, but if people pay attention and slow down going into a work zone, we never have issues with that. If people are just cognizant and just focusing on the road and what they really need to do driving through everywhere, but especially a work zone.
Are you able to measure how effective campaigns like this are to raise awareness on this?
I think just getting the awareness out really helps highlight that, winter is over, so there's less work zones happening. People are going to see a lot more cones out there anyway and signs, so it's going to be pretty apparent. I think campaigns like this really do help people, think about it. Like, do put your phone down. Do make sure you're, trying to drive the speed limit. I know that sometimes that's hard for us to do, but to try to get to that, safe driving speed, safe distance behind someone that you're traveling behind, because you don't know when something's going to jump out in front of you or something unexpected.
JC, tell us how the 5K has grown and what you're looking forward to with this year's 5K.
We are really excited. This is going to actually be our largest year. We're anticipating almost 700 runners participating. So we're excited this year that we have partnered with an organization called Let Me Run. So it's a boys group that has third through fifth grade boys who in the community of are running now. They're practicing. They're doing kind of 7 weeks of training, a couple days a week, kind of building their character and kind of empowering the boys to, you know, with exercise, but also kind of working on building their character. So there's 120 boys that are participating in that. Then they will be joining our race here. And then kind of, this race is kind of cultivating their training, right? They've done 7 weeks of training, and now they get to join our race. And then we're excited because we're going to have a lot of the construction equipment there, right? So what third through fifth grader doesn't want to come and climb around some backhoes, some snow plows, and some other things from St. Louis County and MoDOT that we're going to have at the site. So we're excited for this partnership. And, you know, awesome. We also have the Missouri State Highway Patrol that is a partner, St. Louis County, and then MoDOT, right? So those kind of are four key partners that just make this, you know, make this race happen.
And people can go to MoDOT.org/STLewis to sign up for the 5K April 19th. Tom Evers, JC Murray, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Yep, thank you.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.